Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast, taking the cucumber of conversation, putting it into the vinegar of humour, adding the dill of friendship, sealing up in the jar of the internet, leaving for a few weeks and creating the pickle of podcasts.
It's the pickle of a podcast. That said, Gamble, my name is James Acaster. We own a dream restaurant and we invite a guest in every single week and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Harriet Kemsley is an amazing comedian, James.
Such a funny comedian. Always funny, no matter what. If she's doing stand-up,
yeah.
Guest on a podcast, guest on a TV show.
Just having a chat. Yeah.
Going to be the funniest.
Very excited to talk to her about food.
Yeah. I don't really know that much about what food Harriet
But you
likes.
Can pretty much guarantee it's not going to be a normal conversation.
No, it won't be normal at all. There's no way it'll be normal. Every time Harriet would come on a hypothetical that I did with Josh Widdicombe on Dave, she would have the biggest nightmare out of any of the guests. She would have a full-on meltdown during it. So I'm looking forward to her having to choose what food she would like.
Perfect. Harriet has recorded a special, James.
Yes.
But we don't know when it's out. We don't know what it's called.
No.
And that's not our fault.
It's not our fault. Harriet's not giving it a name. She doesn't know when it's being released.
It might be out now.
It might be out now.
Or it might not be.
But just, you know, obviously, just go and follow Harriet on all forms of social media.
Yes.
And when that special is out, she will post about it.
Yeah, and it will be good.
It will be good. It'll be great. So, you know, do that. Also, listen, we love having Harriet on the podcast. But as always, if she says the secret ingredient, which is an ingredient we deem to be unacceptable, by the way, then we will have to kick her out of the dream restaurant.
Yes.
She won't get any dinner.
Yes.
And this week, the secret ingredient is...
Caterpillars.
Dried caterpillars.
Now, this is one you've selected, James.
Yes. I went on the TV show The Last Leg, and they wanted us to try dried caterpillars.
Yes.
And I was a good sport, and I ate one. But the word dried has never been so accurate. It dried my entire mouth out. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It had no flavour to it. It was just dry flavour. It was just
That's
the driest thing ever.
Because a lot of people are talking about insects as the next big source of protein.
Yes.
Environmentally.
Yeah.
This might be a good way forward.
Yeah.
Just, you know, people are going to eat less meat moving forward, hopefully. So... Are you not saying you don't want a lovely roast caterpillar for Sunday lunch or anything?
Look, I don't want it, but if it's, you know, our way of saving the human race at some point, then I'll eat whatever we have to eat.
Yeah.
Dip it in chocolate, maybe I won't notice it as much.
Mm, you love chocolate.
Yeah, so that could be all right. But I said it on the show, and I'll say it now, the worst part about eating a dried caterpillar is knowing that it's going to come out your butter butterfly.
You're good value on that show, man.
I earn my keep, you know.
Yeah, you earn your keep. Well done, you. But this, without further ado, is the off-menu menu of Harriet Kemsley. Welcome, Harriet, to the Dream Restaurant.
Hello, thank you. Oh my God.
Welcome, Harriet Kemsley, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Thanks for having me. Hello.
That was good. That was a good reaction to the genie. Often people come in here and are just like so nonplussed.
It was quite dramatic.
Yeah.
It's quite a dramatic thing to happen.
I don't interrupt people most of the time.
You were trying to make me on edge, I think.
Yeah, that's
what it is. Yeah.
Because quite often we have people in here who we don't know. And you see James really trying to work out how he should do the genie thing. But as soon as you came in, I was like, oh, he's going to deliberately interrupt Harriet.
Going to try and make a jump. What do you do? You just go like, ooh.
I still do the sound, but it is
as camp as that, I'd say.
I wait until, you know, often they'll go, well, thank you for having me or whatever. And I wait for them to finish that thought and then I do the
And then
yeah.
you go, ooh.
And they go, ooh.
But no lightness when I'm here. Yeah, great, absolutely. Thank you. Okay, brilliant.
But so, yeah, sometimes we have our mates on.
Yeah.
And I get to just be like, okay, cool. Can this be a bit more cheeky?
Yeah. And you James know? Has clearly decided that he finds you funnier when you're slightly on edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this is a thing. Yeah. It's quite stressful. You can never really relax.
Does that happen in your life a lot? Do a lot of people do that to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like jump out from things. Like there's, you know, Adam Larter, like he once spent like a whole summer just jumping out from places at me, just, and it really puts you on edge.
Yeah.
It really makes your whole day kind of tense.
Are you worried now that he's going
to
jump out?
Yeah, well, you reminded me, I managed to block it out and then I'm like, oh my God, where is he? So yeah, I don't love it personally, but people seem to enjoy it. So, you know.
So you seem stressed. You seem immediately stressed.
Yeah.
I love the compromise that you're like, I don't like it when people jump at me, but they enjoy it. So, you know, got to deal with it, I suppose.
You've got a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
The deepest exhale I've ever seen. So I'm worried because obviously this is like, you know, we're asking you a dream meal on this podcast. It's not real. It's just like what your dream meal is and you don't have to actually eat it and all this.
Yeah.
But, you know, back when me and Josh did Hypothetical, we had you on it about 3 times because you were the only person who couldn't differentiate between hypothetical situations and real life. And you would get stressed as if it was really real and you had to do it. You were never clear on the rules about whether that would mean you would now have to do the thing after the show.
Even after you've done the show multiple times.
I really get into something and then it's hard to kind of focus. I'm quite worried about this, especially because I don't think people often like my choices. Not like live choices, but like food choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's fine. This is, you know, this episode's all about you. No one's going to be criticizing apart from me and James and all the listeners.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
You just won't be able to go on social media ever again.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's probably healthy, actually. Yeah, probably you've probably good. Done me a favour.
Yeah, it's a good way of cutting that off, cutting it off at the source.
Yeah,
I hope
other
people don't think that jumping out on me is a nice thing after listening to this now because I've reached my fill of people jumping out at me.
Yeah.
I don't want this to become a thing because you seem like people that would start like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not recommending to the listeners that they jump out at you.
Yeah.
If you don't know Harriet, I think that takes on a whole
thing. Yeah, that's quite terrifying.
If the day this comes out, you walk out onto the street, like Oxford Street, and it's completely empty because everyone's hiding from you.
Yeah, that's when you know. I mean, that's when we know this podcast is a hit.
Yeah.
I'd say any listeners just don't jump out at Harriet. You don't know her. It's not cool. Just like it's not cool if you don't know someone to shout poppadoms or bread in their face in the street as you walk past them, you know, for example.
Or at their shows, as they say it.
Yeah.
Or at their shows that are unrelated to the podcast, for example.
Yeah. When they're not even the one who says it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't. Just like those things aren't cool.
I did say that really angrily at a show once.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even my catchphrase.
Yeah. Who is it who doesn't like your food choices? Is there someone particular in your life who...
Yes, well, everything I like gets discontinued because it's not popular.
Wow.
Which I think is a sign that generally people aren't into it. Like, and I really get into something and I will like eat the same thing like every day and then it will suddenly just disappear.
We're going to need a list of these discontinued things. Unless they're on... Are they on your dream menu, these discontinued things?
No. There was a sandwich at M&S. It was like in a pita bread thing. It had like roasted vegetables and like mint yogurt. I had that every day for maybe 2 years and then just one day disappeared.
Oh. Every day for 2 years?
Well, if I was near an M&S.
Yeah.
I didn't go out of my way to go get it. If you're at home, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to go to M&S to get my sandwich. I would just make something at home. But yeah, anywhere that I was near somewhere that had it, then I would have it. So you'd think I was creating demand, but I wasn't enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure. One sandwich every day for 2 years is enough to keep a sandwich going.
Yeah.
Maybe you get gave it a few extra months. Because they were like, someone keeps liking it.
Yeah, but like, there's one person that really needs the sandwich.
Well, you keep selling them and one a day, and it seems to be following how it comes, these loot on tour.
What they should have done is jumped out at you every time you had one, so you dropped it all over the floor, so you had to buy another one.
Yes, that's what we needed. Yes, sandwich chaos. Yes.
So what else has been discontinued? Tab Clear. Were you a big Tab Clear fan?
What is that?
It was a clear soda.
Clear soda.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that was red? No, wait, no, no, there was a clear one.
Well, okay,
the red
Harriet,
one.
Let's examine that.
Wait, okay.
Fucking hell. Wow.
It was like Coke, wasn't it? It was like a cola, a clear cola.
That's not it, no.
No, it wasn't
like
red.
Cola, but it was clear.
Yeah. What was the red drink?
Okay, Tizer.
Ribena?
Yeah, Tizer.
That's not been discontinued.
Okay, so nothing to do with it. Tab Clear, and they stopped doing that.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So just finger things that have been discontinued that maybe were your favourites.
Yeah.
White chocolate Cocoa Pops?
No.
What?
There wasn't a thing.
They did that for a really short amount of time, I think. Banana Krispies?
I absolutely hate
the banana.
So
banana Cocoa Pops?
No,
banana like Rice Krispies?
Banana, no.
No banana.
It's like genuinely a phobia, I think, yeah.
Real bananas as well as banana flavour?
Banana flavour is actually better than actual bananas.
Right.
Like, there's, like, the thought of a banana in a waste paper basket is...
Yeah, that's too specific for Ed. It's good. He nearly choked on his drink there.
Sorry, I was having a sip of water. The thought of banana in a waste paper basket.
You know
basket.
How it creeps out? Like, they'll always... Like, or it could be, like, over the side. Like, the way that it, like, splays itself.
Yeah.
It's
so
like,
someone, if you saw someone throwing from across the room a banana skin into a waste paper basket.
And this is another thing where people know that, like, they find it funny to, like, wave them in my face because they know that I don't like it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's genuinely... I just don't trust it.
What about in a cartoon when someone slips over on a banana skin? How do you feel
hate
about
it,
that?
Hate it.
That's the origin of your craft. That's the origin of comedy.
It's the original comedian, the banana skin.
You say you don't like it? You wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, but maybe it's my enemy, you know? Maybe that's what it is. It's like that's my kryptonite, maybe, that we like work against each other. And I'm just trying to genuinely walk down the road.
Yeah.
And then there's a banana peel.
What would you do if banana skin jumped out at you?
That would really be bad. But like a costume would probably be fine. But it's the way that they turn brown sometimes.
Yeah.
And then like the texture and then the inside.
The little stringy bits.
Yeah. And how people eat them, I just find so upsetting.
What do you mean?
Well, they just like, I don't know, like they just eat it. It's just like, I don't know.
How they eat them?
So none of this is about the taste of banana.
Well, I think one of the things is I'm allergic to a lot of fruit. I actually think I'm not allergic to banana, so it is unfortunate that I don't like banana. But yeah, I don't like how they peel them and then they eat them. Like it just, like they hold it. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Everyone
in the world. Yeah. But some people, what do you think about this? Because this is how monkeys do it.
Yeah.
And then some people copy this, hold the banana...
The other way around.
What to us would be upside down. So they hold it by the stalk bit.
No.
So it's like a little handle. And then they peel it at the top and they eat it.
It makes more sense because then you get the little spiny bit out the top and you've got a little handle.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know what the spiny bit is. Like I really stay away from them.
When you get down to the bottom of a banana... You get the little.
I've never got
the black
bit
there at the bottom. It's like no.
So you don't know what. There's a little spike.
I don't know what's happening at the bottom.
There's a little spike at the bottom of the banana going into the banana to keep it in.
Keep it in.
It's not for me.
Yeah, when they were designing the banana, they went, we're going to need a little spike in there to keep it in.
Yeah. Keep it in place. Okay, so there's going to be no bananas on this.
No.
And you don't like the thought of the banana Rice Krispies that I had when I was a kid that got discontinued.
The flavour thing I can kind of handle, but then it makes me think of a banana and then that's the problem.
So bananas, which are banana flavour, but they're in the shape of bananas.
I could handle it, but I'd rather not.
Yeah. That's fine. Look, this is your dream menu. We're not going to force a foam banana.
Just getting a feel for you.
Yeah.
At the top of the episode. Now, we wanted to promote your new comedy special that's being released.
Yes.
But... time of recording, this is May.
Mm.
It's coming out in the autumn.
Mm-hmm.
This episode's coming out in the autumn.
Yes.
But right now, you say that you don't know exactly when it's coming out and you don't know what the title of the special is, even though you've already filmed it.
Yeah, absolutely. Big things that I really should come into this knowing, but I don't.
We'll come up with it during the course of this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
banana
helpful,
in a waste paper basket.
No, absolutely
is the
nothing to do with banana. No,
and that,
no.
And that's the poster.
No,
it's your head coming out of a waste paper basket and there's a banana peel hanging off the side of it.
If a banana peel was to touch me, I would lose my shit.
Yeah?
Well, that's another good title.
Why would you say that? what if Adam Larter's listening to this?
No, don't. I feel like I have told a few people about my banana thing because people use it against me because they find it funny, but it's really not funny. I just want to say it is a very serious phobia, and please... Yeah.
No, go on.
Please don't use it against me, just so you can have a laugh.
Yeah.
please just let me live my life without throwing bananas at me.
It's the second desperate plea to the listening audience.
Yeah, haven't even got into the menu yet. Haven't even asked you what water you want.
Yeah, don't jump out of me.
Please.
Don't touch me with a banana.
Please don't do any of these things. I know I seem like an easy target and fair game, but I'm not. I'm a person. Well, you know, do you want to promote the special anyway?
Yeah, it's coming out.
It's a best of, right?
It's a best of. So it's like two shows combined, but then it doesn't necessarily have a story. But then I guess like it's about me. So I guess I'm the story.
You're the story.
Yeah. I'm the story.
Another good title.
It's just, I'm the story.
I'm the story.
That'd be good. That's a funny title for a stand-up special.
Okay, we got one. We got the story.
We got banana in a waste paper basket as well.
No, we don't have that. Stop saying that. Because every time I get an image, then I think about it.
Mm. So do I. Every time he says it.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Do you have a phobia of bananas?
No.
Oh, okay. That would be
my favourite fruit.
Yeah. They're your favourite?
I had two this morning.
Two?
Yeah.
How did you eat them?
With my mouth. I peeled them. I ate them the right way around.
Because if you cut them up, then I can kind of handle that.
Yeah.
But eating it.
What about mashing them?
I went like this.
No, thank you. No, luckily that's a really bad mime.
Even though you queued it up as to what you were doing halfway through, I was like, "What's James doing?"
Eating a banana.
Yeah, I know that now.
It's smaller than you thought the banana was.
Yeah, your other arm. I don't know what your other arm was doing as well. Like, that was involved.
Like a monkey.
What was it doing?
Yeah, it was like doing it. Like it was like going a up bit and down. Accordion. Like
I was wanking off the second banana. Get it ready for my mouth. Right, we always start with still a sparkling water.
Yeah, we're going to sparkling, please. It's just more fun. Yeah. Also, I will have tap, but sparkling, you just got to do it, you know.
On sparkling tap?
If it's sparkling is on tap, I'm in, because then you don't feel guilty, like it's really good. I have a problem though, what I do, I drink too much water and I actually have to be careful.
Go on.
Because my mum, it became like a... maybe like a compulsion. And then my mum saw on this morning that people can die if they have too much water.
Good show that this morning.
If I have a drink
sometimes.
Did your
mum say something about drowning and misinterpret it?
I don't know. But every time I have a drink, she's like, hurry up, be careful.
Okay.
I'm worried. Because I think you can drown in your own body.
Yeah. I mean, you can. That's sure. True. That's happened to people. But I wouldn't say it's necessary for your mum to say every time you have a drink, Harriet, be careful.
Yeah.
Or she'd like
Why
to give me a look.
Why do you think you are the way you are?
Please, just leave.
Something always completely understand someone when you hear just one thing about their parents. Oh, that's why. Because every time you drink of water, your mum's like, Harriet, be careful. You'll drown in your own body.
And that your mum saw that on this morning.
She saw it on this morning and then she was like, I think you have that problem. And then it made sense because if you have too much, it can make you quite lightheaded and like a bit confused, apparently. And then that is kind of the state that I live in. And so I think it is too much water and I've tried to cut it down and I've cut out squash because that was part of the problem, I think. So I can't have squash.
Okay, immediately in this episode, because we've done so many of these episodes now, and I know James so well now, I felt James come in at a lower energy than he normally does, because he knows that you're absolutely going to handle the rest of this episode.
Yeah.
You're going to bring so much to it.
It's fine.
Every 10 seconds, there's something insane coming out your mouth.
Basically, I'm not going to pay attention. Every now and again, I'm going to tune in and just repeat the last thing you said. Because...
You've cut out squash. Sorry, Harry.
How much water were you drinking? Are you drinking that means that you're getting lightheaded and confused?
It's less now, but there was so much I had to go to the doctors because I was peeing too up. Go longer between peas.
That's what the doctor said.
He gave me a schedule.
He gave you a schedule.
Yes. Yes, so I have to try and, like, I have, even if I think, oh, I should pee, I have to be like, no, 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 it's not time yet. And then I have to try,
save it all
try
up as a treat.
Yeah. Delay it rather than keep going, because then your bladder thinks you need to keep going.
Uh huh.
Well, how old were you when this happened?
Like, it was like 3 years.
So what was it? Can you remember your schedule?
I thought there was a real problem. I was genuinely worried. Yeah. Well, they said keep it like so. Start with once an hour, and then build it up from there, and then try and go like every 2 hours, you know. And then ideally, you want to be going less than that throughout a day.
So how much, if you don't mind me asking, how much were you peeing?
So it was more like a nervous thing. It was like if I had to leave the house, then like 3 times in 10 minutes,
yeah, right.
which doesn't make sense at all because I've just been. But then I was like, oh, I should go. Then it was becoming multiple times. And I was like, maybe I've got a problem. Mm. Then he was like, you've given yourself the problem.
Yeah.
And you've got to try and cut back. So I've had to cut back water and peeing.
Yeah.
But now you're keeping all the pee in you. There's more of a chance you'll drown in your own body.
Oh my God.
Drowning your own, your pee will fill up your body.
Yeah, because
if you're
going that often, there's no chance you're going to drown in your own body, right?
Yeah,
if you're getting rid of it all.
Yeah.
But now you're filling up more because you're really rolling the dice.
But you're drinking less water.
I'm drinking considerably less.
And you've cut scotch.
So how much water are you drinking now, though? You've not answered that.
Look, I've barely touched this.
That glass in front of you.
But I did drink on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bottle, so you're still not letting us know exactly how much water you're drinking a day. You're keeping that quiet.
It's
you're
hard.
Very reluctant to answer.
Yeah, it's a few, probably like a few litres of water and then like some soft drinks and then like some coffee and some tea, maybe a wine. It adds up, you know, throughout the day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But it used to be worse.
It was much worse. It was like 7 pints of squash a day, and that's just squash.
What was your go-to squash flavour?
Like the orange and bar. I quite like the orange. Not the orange one, the peach one. That was the one I liked. I didn't really like orange, so the peach one. But then I'd have to cut it down because I was like, I'm drinking so much, so I'd have like half the amount. So it was like very weak. But then I think I was just addicted to squash.
Uh-huh.
I think you just get used to the taste. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but no, I feel like...
No, I'm just enjoying it. I'm letting it wash over me.
You know when you drink too much squash?
Yeah. Huh? Do I know when I drink too much squash? What? What do you mean?
Do you have squash?
Yeah, we've got it in the house now. Yeah,
my girlfriend but you can just have it there and you don't...
I'm not really into
it. You don't
touch it, right? But my girlfriend loves it.
Yeah. How much does she have?
Like a pint a day.
Wow. She can really keep it under control, yeah.
She went to the doctor. He gave her a schedule.
Okay, great.
She got it down.
Good.
We don't have squash in the house. I used to be a big squash guy when
Thank
I was a kid.
You.
Used to love
Thank
squash,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I would be like that. That's pretty much how I took my water in. Now, straight water.
Straight water. Yeah.
But I'll glug. I'll be like, I've not drunk water in a while. Down to the sink.
Got to be careful
down
with
a pint.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I go to the toilet a regular amount. I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How many times do you go?
I probably go more than average, I'd say. But you know, I've probably been for two since I've been in the building. So that's 2.5 an hour.
Mm. Oh, you've got to really
watch out.
And I
reckon if I wanted to, I could go again now.
Oh, yeah, I could go now. Yeah. Just went.
James?
I couldn't go now, but famously, I rarely get through a whole episode without desperately needing a pee and having it asked to stop. And then Benito's like, he hates it. So, like, you know, with me, I either absolutely not even remotely need a wee.
Very dry.
Or... I urgently have to piss now, or I'm going to piss myself.
Yeah.
And that's my two settings.
Yeah.
So my two settings are absolutely fine. And then suddenly, oh shit. Oh no, Jesus Christ.
But if you listen to Harriet's doctor, that's probably good.
No, actually, that sounds bad, because, that's not an anxiety thing. Or maybe you're not connected with your body. Right. You're not listening.
Maybe your bladder isn't connected to you in any way. Yes. It's just floating around in there.
Little separate guy.
Yeah. Yeah, got a little loose bladder.
Yeah, probably. Probably got a little LLB.
Yeah.
I imagine. I mean, definitely something's wrong with me. I often think, like, you know, you're 38 now and this is hitting you with the bag. Imagine when you're an old man, I'm scared.
Just going to have to get a bag, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have a bag.
Yeah.
And I'll have to be very open and proud of, as a celeb. I'm going to have to be very open about that. you know, with the public and normalise having a bag.
You are. You'd be an ambassador.
That's nice. Good for ambassador. You, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go on all the talk shows about it. Mm. Yeah. Do the press tours.
Go on this morning. Mm.
Go on this morning. Talk to them about.
Oh, don't. My mum.
Pop-ups or bread? Pop-ups or bread, Harriet Kemsley? Pop-ups or bread?
Obviously been looking forward to that for a while.
Yeah.
Harriet doesn't like people jumping out.
That was really loud.
You dealt with that quite well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I did. Well, because I was like, what is happening? It was just like, it felt like it was a personal thing about you rather than me.
Yeah. Or actually, you're the first guest to correctly interpret that, I'd say. I'd say no, everyone else... get scared, but no one else goes, this is more about him than it is about
him. Yeah. I didn't take it personally because I knew it was your own thing, you know.
Yeah. He's dealing with some stuff.
Yeah. I need to work through it.
Yeah, he's worried about his bag.
Yeah.
Very worried about it in the future.
So I think it's going to have to be bread. I'm a big Poppadom fan, actually, but and I need all the dips. But I think on this occasion, I'm going to go bread.
Yeah. Gone so serious.
Wow, you're a politician all of a sudden.
The energy, you change the energy in the room perfectly.
I'm nervous about this because I think people are going to get mad with my food choices. Mm. And so I'm really trying to gain goodwill before what happens later.
Okay.
So you think the way to gain goodwill is by calmly saying
calmly
bread.
Just saying bread. Just trying not to make a big deal about it. Just some bread. I like it when they have the olive oil, and then when I learned how to put that balsamic, you can put a dot in the middle. That was, it felt so glamorous.
When you say learned.
Yeah.
I was also going to hone in on that. Yeah.
Do you mean the existence of being able to do that, or do you mean the technique of putting the balsamic into the oil?
Well, do you know when you have some oil and then you take take balsamic
and then
you put it in and then they're separate and then you have the balsamic in the middle and then the olive oil.
Yeah, I do know all that.
We both know that.
Yeah.
The question that Ed's asking, which I thought as well, and I'm going to speak on his behalf, Benito also thought it in his head, was when you said when you learnt to do it, does that mean you learnt that you could do it so you started doing
that it? That I was capable of it.
Or that you learnt the technique so that they couldn't do it properly. So that originally you were glugging it in and overflowing it with balsamic.
You
had to learn the technique of doing it and getting the dot.
Yes.
Or did you learn that it was even a thing, that you didn't know that people were doing that, and then you learnt about it, and then when you started doing it, it was great?
And don't just explain oil and balsamic.
If you do that again, you're off the podcast.
It feels like there were a few questions there.
No, it was one question, but we were having to clarify it. We gave you two options, so you just choose the one of them.
I think I first saw oil and vinegar next to each other.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really know that it could, that they could stay themselves, but together.
Yeah.
And then
maybe I saw
it for the first time, and then I thought, wow, that's crazy, like how they did that. And then I saw somebody do it in front of my eyes, and I was like, this is some magic shit. And then I learned to do it for myself.
Okay.
The way Harriet described it, it sounds like oil and vinegar is a metaphor for a wonderful relationship. Because they're together, but they still hold their own personalities.
Oh, that is lovely. That's nice. That's
quite beautiful, actually. When was the first time you saw someone do it in front of your eyes?
I'm going to say it was at a restaurant, but I'm not sure if I can remember the exact time. You know, like, it all kind of blurs into one, but I think I was definitely in my 20s. Yeah. Look, I'm not Spanish. I think this is something that maybe you learn that you learn in Spain, maybe. But it's not like a common thing. is it Spanish?
I would say more Italian.
Oh, well, I'm not Italian.
Sure.
Because of the balsamic.
Join the club?
Yes. Yeah. So I wasn't aware of these things.
Yeah. But that's fine. That's fine to not be aware of these things at all.
Yeah.
And I like that the first time you saw someone do it, it blew your mind.
Yeah. And I still, I think whenever I do it, I think I'm going to blow whoever's watching its mind. But
glad you finished that sentence.
Yeah, absolutely. Very Italian.
But they're never impressed because they know how to do it.
Well,
because I think everyone knows how to do it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was a common thing.
So you want this at your dream meal, you want the oil, do you want them next to each other and then you can do that, and then someone can walk in who's never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, what, you have to really get it in the middle, because sometimes you get it on the side and then it doesn't work and then it goes all blobbly at the side, and so you really have to get it in the middle.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, this is mad. And I'm like, yeah.
and then they leave.
Yeah.
Who would you like that to be?
Somebody that you think would know about it, but like I'm teaching them. I don't often get to teach people things. Mm. And so I think it would feel really good to teach somebody something. Like maybe like
Gordon Ramsay,
Ed Miliband.
Yeah, like a professor maybe.
So hang on, I'll just track back what happened there.
Yeah.
I said Gordon Ramsay, yeah. James said Ed Miliband, and you said, oh yeah, like a professor.
That realm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're in the professor realm.
Yeah.
I think Ed Miliband is the kind of person you would think would know it, but if you found out he didn't know how to do it, yeah. You wouldn't be surprised because you couldn't eat a bacon sandwich.
He would mess that up, I think, more times than he got it in the middle.
Yeah, he'd go blobbly on the sides.
Yes.
And it would be, you know, like he's trying his best. But yeah.
The press would have a field day with that.
They would absolutely crucify him for that.
Yeah.
If you got blobbly on the sides.
Yeah.
So, but you were like a professor. Brian Cox?
Maybe Brian Cox.
Because he's a professor, but like a fake one.
Yeah, like an older professor. Like
doesn't really know his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Which we discovered.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when he was on the podcast, he doesn't know anything.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Really? Would you say I know more than Brian Cox?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely about balsamic and oil.
Easily.
Wow.
Easily. He wouldn't know any of that stuff. He wouldn't know, like, if the balsamic was evil or not.
Yeah.
Ooh. Does he eat a lot of space food?
Yeah.
He eats potatoes that are grown with shit on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He would like to eat that.
I would not want to have dinner with him.
Even if you were showing him the balsamic and oil thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he'd say.
Yeah. I feel like he's easily impressed. You know what I mean? I need somebody that's really
That wasn't our experience.
No. Oh, really? Really hard to impress him, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the actor, Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
he seems like a chill guy.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, he's angry. Like, he thinks he knows everything. Then I'm like, fucking watch this, Logan.
Is he in character?
I think that is his character.
Mm. But do you want the character or do you want the actor?
Well, I feel like they're the same thing, maybe.
If he was in character, you'd do that, the balsamic and oil thing, and you'd go, fuck off.
That's what I want. Yeah, that's fuck exactly off. It. Yeah, yeah.
You would like to be told that?
Yeah, and then I'll be like, I know. I know, I can just do these things. I just know how these things work.
What sort of bread are you having? Yeah.
Banana bread. Maybe.
Banana bread doesn't really taste of bananas.
What about banana bread hanging outside of a bin? Hanging on the edge of a bin?
That's actually fine. That actually doesn't upset me at all. I'm actually fine with that.
Yeah.
It's when the wrappers, what is it called? The
wrappers.
The wrappers.
The bit wow. with the
you really
skin.
Don't engage with
when
bananas,
that
do
starts
you?
To go funny.
The packaging. Yeah.
The
yeah.
smell.
What sort of bread is this, Harriet?
So it's the really nice bread.
Cool.
Yeah. Next question. Yeah.
So you know when it's like bouncy in the middle, like it's like all like bouncy and it's got little holes in, like maybe focaccia, I think it's called. And then it has like those big like herbs, like the, but they're like
When's the next guest coming in, Benito?
Big herbs. Big herbs.
You know what I mean?
Rosemary. Yeah.
Rosemary.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's for catch up.
You love guessing games. This whole episode's going to be guessing games.
I feel like you finally found someone that you can bully. That's what I feel like.
Correct.
Yeah.
And salts and like flaky salt on the top.
Yeah, that's what I want. And then classic. I dip it in and then it does always make me feel sad when it all splodges together. But, you know, it's part of it.
Well, look, this is the dream restaurant. Mm. So would you like us to bring you a dish of balsamic and oil that never spludges together?
Yes, please. And not keep bringing it to me every time I spludge it because that feels wasteful, but one that consistently separates.
When you take the bread out, it goes blub, blub,
and never goes
blobbly.
Thank you.
Is it warm, the focaccia?
It's a little bit warm and it's very fresh.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I've got to be careful now because I've been called out for the bullying. So I've got.
You're smiling much more.
Out.
Yeah.
I've got to pace that out.
No,
I've got
please.
A few things in the chamber already that coming in here to do the podcast. Yep. I knew I was going to bully you about, and I haven't got round to them yet.
Is it the Invisalign?
Yeah, I was going to bully you about your Invisalign.
Yeah.
Because
you got rid of yours.
Well, not because I got rid of mine, but because you keep drinking drinks and keeping the Invisalign in, and you're meant to take them out because otherwise the drink that you're drinking. Just gets in the Invisalign and your teeth just let's like soak in the sugar.
Yes, we had an argument about this because I said clear drinks was fine with Invisalign because you can't see it and so it doesn't count. And then James said that's absolutely not how it works scientifically, and that then your teeth just sit in it. And I continued to drink my wine and tell James that he was very wrong. And the next morning I woke up with a really bad ulcer on my tongue.
Didn't know that.
And I'm not saying James is right, but I have stopped drinking wine with my Invisalign in.
So not only are you drowning in your own body, your teeth are drowning in...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think.
You're drowning all over the place.
Yeah. I was just trying to help Harriet at the party, because Harriet was saying...
At the party. Yeah. You're going around at a party going, you need to take your Invisalign out. If you're having a drink, if you're trying to relax and have a drink, you need to go to the toilet and take your Invisalign out.
Yeah, I was actually.
That's exactly what it's doing.
Have a nice party.
Yeah. I think that's helpful. And like, Harriet was there drinking like a white wine or something, like a champagne or something. Yeah. And going like, I've got Invisalign, and talking about Invisalign at the top of her voice, and I was like, are you got it in right now? She was like, yes. I was like, Harriet, you can't drink sparkling wine. You got your Invisalign in. She was like,
it wasn't sparkling.
I was like, you're just gonna sit in the trays, your trays will fill up with wine, and then your teeth are just sitting in wine for the whole thing, and that you're meant to be making your teeth better. And she was like, the doctor said I can have water. And this is fine.
The doctor didn't say you can have water. The doctor actively said don't have water.
Mixed messages.
Yeah.
But like, so this is fine because this is clear. And then everyone at the party jumped on that. It wasn't just me at that one. Everybody was around as like, what the fuck are you on about?
There were some people on my side actually saying it was clear.
Who the hell was on your side? I can't remember this.
Because I was drinking. I was putting it back. Like, I wasn't like just having it in my teeth. I wasn't like just like sipping it through, through the teeth. Yeah. I was like putting it back.
Yeah, so Harriet was trying to aim it directly down the gullet so that it would not touch anything and just splash down in her tummy and not touch it. And it was obviously getting everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
Sitting in the trays.
Yeah.
But eventually you took the trays out.
Yeah, well, I was very stressed because they said you can only take them out for 2 hours a day.
Right.
And then sometimes I've been doing 3 gigs a night, so then that's like at least an hour. Mm. And then I have an hour and like I'm constantly like... snacking and like having a coffee or a drink or a squash, you know. And so I was like, how am I going to find the time to manage this? And there wasn't a moment I wasn't thinking about my Invisalign, and it was a very stressful time. And then James came in with all his opinions.
You finally relaxed. You're at a party.
Finally relaxed after a very stressful week of Invisalign, having a nice glass of wine. And then James was like, take your, what are you doing? You can't drink. Then I was like, I guess I had to just stop drinking because I've used my Invisalign quota for the day.
Yeah.
But then anyway, I woke up with a really painful ulcer, and I told Stu the next day, and I told him not to tell you.
Stu's party.
Yeah.
She was the host.
You know the only, there's one type of wine you can drink with Invisalign.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Invisalign.
Oh, great. That's great.
Thanks.
Yeah, that works nice. I like level. That. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, where'd you get that?
I don't have follow-ups for that, unfortunately.
Okay, well, that is the information I need. Cool.
So that's one of the things I had in my head that I was going to be about. There's one more, but I won't use it. I might not even use it at all.
Save it. Keep it in the bag.
Save it,
I'll save it. Let's have your dream starter and relax into the...
Okay, dream starter. So I've picked this one because I think it will really... The thing is, okay, I'm just going to say this.
Yeah.
I think starters are bullshit.
Yes!
Do you hate starters?
You don't hate starters. Don't bring all this shit.
Do you hate starters?
He doesn't hate starters. He just loves desserts and he sees it as a war.
Yeah. Well,
it's not a war. Have both.
It is. You've got to pick a side.
Starters.
Desserts.
I think that everyone always wants a starter and they're never as good.
Yeah.
They're never as good as the main or the dessert.
Better.
What is better?
If you want.
They're always more inventive. They're always more interesting.
No, they're just more.
No, not true. Most menus I look at now, I'm way more interested in the starters, and then the mains are always quite sort of standard.
I think it might be that you're not vegetarian.
Mm.
Because I think the vegetarian option is always like bruschetta, and I'm not good. I'm
go on.
Tomatoes, big tomatoes, not my thing.
Fully willing to accept that.
You're not into big tomatoes?
Well, no, yeah. I don't mind big tomatoes, but I would never pick the vegetarian option on the starters.
Okay, bruschetta. Well, that's my life, so that seems rude.
Bruschetta, they're chopped up, though, the tomatoes, aren't they?
Well, they're big,
They start big.
Huh? Bigger than, I like it if it's smooth, but not if there's even like one of those little pips or even like a bit, the slimy bit.
Okay.
And so it does get embarrassing in restaurants because I have to say, are there big tomatoes? And then they say, what do you mean?
But at no point have you thought, I'll change the question.
Change what the language should I change it to? Maybe just like say like...
Not as easy as it seems, is it?
So yeah. You only like sort of like smooth...
You didn't let us talk.
You only like smooth tomatoes, like tomato sauce or pureed tomatoes.
Yes.
You just say, are there chunks of tomato?
But sometimes they don't. They think that like...
Is there chopped up tomato in this?
Is there...
So I don't like seeds.
Raw tomato. Yeah.
I don't like bits of tomato. Yeah. I can only have it if it's smooth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're learning as we go.
So starters are bullshit.
I think starters are a bit bullshit.
I'm
personally.
Willing to admit on most menus, the vegetarian option on the starter
is not good.
Boring.
Yeah. And it's also they're often very fried and like, just like, it's just the taste is fry. Mm. You know what I mean? And so I'm not so into that. So then I was like, I do quite like scallops sometimes. Scallops. Okay. Scallops.
Yeah.
And I'm
so you're not vegetarian?
No, but because they don't have a brain. And so they don't, where's their brain?
I mean, do you want me to Google it?
They don't have a brain. Genuinely, they don't have a brain.
I am aware of this branch of vegetarianism and veganism where scallops and oysters are acceptable.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a brain.
Yeah. And I feel myself get smarter when I eat them.
What?
Why?
Because there's something I'm lacking, I think, from my diet, and I eat them and I feel like...
It doesn't make sense that you feel smarter eating something without a brain.
It has that omega or whatever, or like the protein in it. Like it feels like, you know how you eat something and it makes you feel like, oh, like it makes me feel like, ah, oh, I'm ready to go, you know? But I don't know how to cook them.
Last time you ate a scallop, what stuff did you know after that you didn't know before?
Good question.
That is a good question. I think it's more like a general like alertness. It's not necessarily like specific thoughts, but that's I'll pay attention next time.
Yeah, see if you get
find out if I suddenly know something better. Yeah,
scallops is a good choice. Is there any a way that you want them prepared or with certain things on them?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I think I quite like them with lemon. I think is what I like.
So just straight like pan fried scallops.
How else are they?
Loads of ways.
No, well, you could have loads of ways. But there's loads, you know, truffle. Put them with loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
Like celeriac puree.
Oh, yes, maybe. Is it cooked?
Yeah.
The scallop itself? Or?
No, that I can only have vegetables if they're cooked. So it's...
Yeah, it's cooked.
Yeah, then that
or
works.
Or sometimes you can have raw scallop. You could have, like, scallop ceviche. No, not raw.
Don't want that at all.
And ceviche that has the big tomatoes. So
no, not always. No.
It's just citrus. It's just...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
really?
Citrus.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
Well, just a scallop with some lemon. That's great.
And you said you don't know how to cook them?
No.
Very easy to cook.
Really?
Yeah. Just pan fry them. Just don't do them for too long. Very, very quick.
And you just can just buy them just from the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
It really feels like a restaurant kind of thing.
Yeah, it feels restaurant-y. Mm. And I've cooked scallops at home and you do feel very fancy doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. But they come sometimes with a big orange bit attached.
Oh. Yeah, and they're big. What is that?
Brain.
Membrane-y thing.
It's their beard.
I wouldn't like the I wouldn't be good with that.
No.
No.
I went somewhere once, a restaurant, and they had taken those orange bits off of them and then dried them, powdered them up, and then sprinkled the powder over the top of the scallop.
And that was nice.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
I leave them on. I pan fry them.
Using the whole thing?
Yeah, use the whole thing.
But we don't know what it is.
It's the row. It's the row. Yeah.
Is that the baby?
Well.
Yeah. It's the baby.
It's the baby.
But if you don't want that, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll just go with
that. This sounds like a really refreshing starter. Pan-fried scallops.
Refreshing,
Pan-fried in butter?
I could do without butter. I don't really love to have stuff cooking in butter, so probably more like an oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got the oil on the table. You know?
Yeah.
Get that involved again if you want.
Yeah.
Bit of salt?
Lovely.
Yeah, salt and lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Single scallop, this is one.
No, a few of the scallops. They're quite small. That would be very small, wouldn't it?
Well, sometimes.
Well, it depends. You can get ones like that.
You can get big ones.
I think you should have big ones.
A few big ones, maybe.
Big meaty boys.
And maybe a bit of chili.
Yeah?
A little bit of chili with it.
Oh, okay, chili, lemon, salt.
Yeah. Classic. It sounds good. Yeah, it sounds like a refreshing starter.
So how many is it?
Six small.
Six standard
small.
Size ones.
The bigger ones more like they have a brain, aren't they? A small marshmallow.
The ones are more likely to have a brain.
Well, they've got more going on probably, do you think? Is it the same? They're just the same, just some are big, some are small.
It's not. I mean, I don't even know where to start with that.
What do you mean they've got more going on, like their schedule?
Well, there's more space for a brain to form.
Yeah, but that's not how animals work, is it?
Yeah, but it's not an animal. They're not animals.
Okay, so...
Yeah, but you're saying that one of them, if one's bigger, it could be an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be worried that it might be...
Mount Everest got a brain?
get a really big scallop.
Oh, so now you're saying they are vegetarian, so you're agreeing with me?
Huh?
You're agreeing? Vegetarian?
I mean, I have no idea. You've completely confused me as to what they are. I don't know.
You're saying if they get big enough, they've got room for a brain and they just grow a brain.
It would just make me nervous, you know? Like, I need, if they're small, then I know that.
I mean, ironically, I feel like talking about scallops has made me less intelligent.
Yeah. What would you do?
I think I know less now than I did before we started talking.
What would you do if you ordered a big scallop and it arrived and it had glasses on?
Yeah.
I would hate that. I would absolutely hate
and
that because this
it
is
looked
thing
up
is
at
so
you and
quickly...
said, "Hello, I'm Simon."
This is why I can't have salmon because I was trying to have salmon for a while, but then I heard that they sing when they die. It's true. It's true. You can find it on the internet. They sing.
What do
Not
you mean?
Like a popular song, but like.
You can go your own way. What do you mean they sing when they die?
Yeah, like they're like, oh, no, it's not like
Go on.
You can imagine it. It's like,
I actually can't imagine a fish singing. Yeah.
Imagine loads of salmon and they're all being killed and they're letting out this horrible song that's like, they're so sad because they're being killed. That's what it is. Is Ben Googling it?
Yeah, Ben will be Googling it because it sounds made up. It's a Chemical Brothers song, apparently.
Okay.
That's called The Salmon Dance.
Okay.
Is there any chance you could have seen a Chemical Brothers song and got mixed up?
Yeah.
This is definitely true. If it's not true, it would be very helpful because I did used to like the Pret smoked salmon sandwiches.
Yeah. But you know they're not actually...
They've been discontinued.
They've been discontinued.
Probably.
Probably, yeah, if you like them. But obviously, they're not really singing. That's what they don't think they're singing.
Yeah,
when they make
a
noise.
But it's like a sad, like mourning, like noise.
It's an emotional
like,
based.
Yes,
thing.
It's very emotional.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, so I feel too bad, you know. I just like this is the thing they get in my head. Like when I gave up meat, I just like I picture them. This is the thing, you know. And they're looking at me, and they're like, "Why?
Yeah,
you don't have that." See, this is what I think most people they can disconnect and so.
Yeah, no, I think I do have it, but I can disconnect.
Yeah, that's it. I can't disconnect. Yeah.
I've got pets now for the first time since I was a little kid.
What pets
and
have you got?
Two cats. Love them. Absolutely love them. If someone said to me, "We're going to kill them and eat them," I mean, I'd be, just the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But hypocritically, I am going around eating dead animals most days.
Yeah, and cows can play football.
Harriet.
That is true. You can see that on the internet. They play football. They're actually much smarter than you think they are. They're actually like dogs.
You know, you got James into a really serious contemplative state there for a second.
He was genuinely
confronting his own lifestyle.
Ben, that is true. Cows play football.
And then
ben
you said, and then you said,
Ben,
yes,
please.
Cows can play football, as if he'd said anything that related to cows playing football.
Yes, because a cat is like a cow. This is what I'm saying. Like,
a cat's like a cow, and a cow can play football.
I mean, I was like, literally, just going, I'm not even going to make fun of Harriet for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit that, I know, even though you're saying about salmon singing and all this kind of stuff, I'm going to, like...
It's all true, but it's not football, it's fetch.
I'm going to admit that, our lives are hypocritical and, that you're actually, you're imagining them dying and stuff. That's not the weird thing. It's weirder that we block it out. Just trying to extend that to you. And as I'm saying that, you say cows can play football. And while I've been saying this bit, I think you said it's a veg, not a football.
No, she said it's fetch.
It's fetch.
It's not football, it's fetch.
I thought you said it was veg, like they're playing it with a lettuce. It's fetch, so that's not football.
What I was trying to say is that you love your cat and your cat you find like an acceptable pet, but you could have a cow, is what I'm saying. Like a cow is more like a cat than you think it is, but you try and cut it off and you think, oh, the cow, it's some big stupid cow, but actually they're very intelligent.
Well, James was confronting that logic there in quite a sort of openly, emotionally raw way, and I actually think you've made him eat more meat now.
Yeah, I don't care now.
Because you've said he could have a pet cow and cows can play fetch.
Yeah.
And salmon sing when they die.
I mean...
I'm sorry you don't know this.
We do now. The football thing, so that's... Yeah. So they can't play football.
I actually don't know if they can play football.
No, so that, that was bullshit.
But if you throw... I got confused between football and fetch. If you throw a ball, they will go get it and they'll bring it back like a dog. So this is what I was trying to say. Like, a cow is like a dog. Mm. You can't eat dogs... But you can eat a cow. you can't eat a cat, but you can eat a cat. I was trying to, I was just trying to go along with what you were thinking, and then you took it as an absolute affront.
Well, you didn't go along with what I was thinking. First of all, you lied and said that they could play football.
Ben, can they play football?
Is that your video? Interesting. Here,
yeah, look.
Let's see it. Here we go. Standing in the middle of a, just for the listener. Standing, it's standing there, not doing anything with his football.
It's looking round, it's standing next to it,
so it's still left it alone.
Just in case you're wondering, there is a title above the video that says Cool Football.
It says Cool Football. There's a bunch of people stamping up to the cow, which has stood near a ball.
Yeah,
and it seems to be not playing. One of them has kicked the ball at the cow.
At the cow's arse.
And the cow is now.
They're surrounding the cow.
So there's a bunch of absolute arseholes and a cow that is seems to be just guarding the ball, but not playing with it. It's just walking along with the ball. It's accidentally playing football. Yeah, it's not playing football. Yeah. It just wants to keep the ball, and these people are antagonising the cow.
I don't approve of this.
I guess the video has made me want to eat less beef because I feel sorry for the cow. I'm on the cow's side in that video, but I don't think that cow could explain the offside rule.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, your dream main course.
Okay. This is what I'm nervous about.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you're excited?
I've always really loved Pizza Express. It's really important to me. I've been very worried about its future. Mm-hmm. I've been there for, like, birthdays, like, ear piercings. Like, it's, like, the place to go. Not to get them pierced, like, afterwards to, like, celebrate.
I say, there's got to be a more hygienic place to get... Not that Pizza Express isn't hugely hygienic, but you don't want a bit of Pomodoro sauce getting in there.
No, you go afterwards as like, oh, that was exhilarating, and then you have a nice pizza.
Yeah. Do you have to have the one with a hole cut in the middle to celebrate an ear piercing?
Well, I can't. That is a really good idea, but I can't have the salad. And I have tried to ask for it without the salad, with the hole, and they do not want to do that.
Because of the raw vegetables thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hold on, but you still have asked for it without the salad because you want the hole in the middle.
And they really refuse to do that.
Yeah.
Really? They won't put the salad in the middle.
They won't do it. Because I always thought like pizza was like quite a healthy option because it's just like bread and then like tomato and then like usually for me like vegetables and cheese. And then I saw the calories when they started putting them in. I was like, wow, I've been eating much too much pizza. And so I was like, oh, I'll just get it with the hole because I can't control myself. I need them to control it for me. So
that would help, just having a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
And then it's healthy.
Yeah, but they won't do that.
So they had to start putting calories on menus maybe last year, I'd say.
Yeah.
So up until that point, you thought pizza was a healthy option.
Going in there.
I was having one a week. And I had no idea that it wasn't.
How many piercings did you have?
Oh, by the way, Harriet is covered in piercings.
Absolutely covered. Yeah.
Absolutely riddled with piercings.
Jingling and jangling all over the place.
In case you've never seen Harriet before, she's that lady who lives on the Royal Mile.
Yeah.
so specifically.
Yeah. Sorry.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah.
She's great.
Edinburgh lady. Yeah, so I just find it very comforting, Pizza Express. And
I'll read you a text I got from Stuart Laws when I was on my way here.
Oh, no.
I told him that we had you on the podcast. And he said, she's obsessed with Pizza Express, so I imagine it will just be that. That's what he said.
I wanted to have Doughballs as my starter, and then I thought people would be too cross. And so I said scallops because I wanted to sound more interesting. And I am trying to branch out more. The problem is I just have a bad history with restaurants, I think. And so it's difficult because I want to try things, but they don't want me there.
The restaurants don't want you
yes.
there? Why?
Because, well... Like, I'm quite happy to go to a nice restaurant and just, like, eat bread or whatever, like, because often there's, like, not stuff I can eat. But then, like, I went to this really nice Indian restaurant, and I won't name it, but they refused to serve me. Uh-huh. Like, they wouldn't even give me bread or rice because I'm allergic to nuts. And so they just, like, refused.
Right.
But it was, like, my dad's birthday. And, right, I mean, to be fair, they should have left and gone somewhere else. But they were like, we're having a nice time. They'll serve us. So then I just had to sit there for, like, 2 hours, and they wouldn't give me any food.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
I've had that once with a friend who was allergic to... shellfish in a way that was like, you know, just can't have it anywhere near anything.
Yeah.
And we had to leave. And it's not a good time. It feels pretty rough. So
yeah.
And it's me again extending something to you. So don't suddenly go,
I know you're trying to be nice, he's trying to be sympathetic.
So don't suddenly
now
go,
nice.
Did yeah. you know nuts can do algebra or whatever?
I mean, let's lay it all on the line here, Harriet. Yeah. You are a vegetarian who can't have raw vegetables and you're allergic to nuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
The nut allergy is not really serious. It's not like where I go in a place and there's a nut and it's like game over.
Yeah.
Like I can be around nuts, I can be near them.
You're not the person who stops any nuts being opened on a plane, for example.
No, that's not me. And so, yeah, it's fine. It's just, I was also like very, I'm a bit fussy and a bit particular. And then I think maybe part of it was having these allergies. So like my skin is... allergic to the raw fruit and raw vegetables, but no one believed me for a long time.
Right.
And so it was very confusing because I'd be like, I can't eat that apple. It's hurting my mouth. And everyone would be like, just eat the apple. And then I'd be like, no, really? Like, get like hives. Yeah, it was a bit stressful.
Why do you think they didn't believe you? Is it because you were also saying stuff like cows can play football?
It's just the problem. Yeah. In amongst all of this, there's real truths. And then I had to go to the hospital. And it's just like, it is mad like how they do it. Like, I had to go there and then you have to go get tested for it. And the test is you just go and buy a load of fruit and vegetables and bring them in a carrier bag. And then they put them on your arm. And then they go, oh, quite allergic to that bit. And then you just get like a big hive on your arm.
Wow. Did they do it with banana?
No, I didn't bring banana. No. I think I'm not allergic to banana because it's in a big skin. So I actually could have banana probably.
Wrapper.
Yeah.
The wrapper.
Yeah. So
I mean, compliment incoming. Not a joke. Huge props to you for still being a vegetarian, even though your body is absolutely screaming for you to eat meat.
Yeah. It's your only exit route, isn't it?
I've tried veganism. Like I'm vegan like at home mostly, but like going out, it's just too much to put on people. It's really you would never get invited anywhere.
Yeah.
Just like that's too much. But maybe at this dream restaurant I could have a salad or something. Maybe I could have that salad in the middle because I wouldn't be allergic.
Yeah.
Could eat my first salad.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you can.
Do you
want a pizza from Pizza Express? Is that your main?
Yeah, that was my main. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what kind of pizza?
Padana. Because it used to be margarita.
Yeah.
And it's always smooth there, the tomatoes, so it's good.
Yeah.
But then I grew up, you know, and I'm a bit more sophisticated now and have a padana.
What's a padana?
So it's like goat cheese and spinach, and then it has this like caramelized onion thing. So it's like got the goat cheese and then the sweet and the tomato sauce. It's really good.
I love Pizza Express.
Thank you. Okay, good.
I love it.
Great.
Sometimes I'll be like, I want a pizza, but that doesn't feel like a healthy option. And I do agree.
Mm.
I'll take Pizza Express as a compromise because it feels healthier.
It feels healthy. And then it's got loads of spinach on it.
Also, it tastes nostalgic. Pizza Express tastes like you've just been swimming. So I'll have Pizza Express and I'll be like, oh, I can almost smell chlorine in my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like in a meal. I've been to Pizza Express 3 times.
What?
Yep.
Just which one? Just one of them 3 times?
No, just 3 different ones.
Of all the Pizza Expresses in all the world, you've only been 3 times?
Maybe 3 times.
Why? What's happened?
Just not part of your upbringing.
Just not bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah, not majorly bothered. If I'm going to have pizza, there's a few other places I'll go to before Pizza Express.
Where?
I go to Frank and Manca.
No.
I go, okay.
Oh, look, there's better pizzas.
I can't remember where.
There's far better pizzas. It's its own thing, though. It's its own thing.
I like Francomanca, but it's its own entity. It's a whole other genre now.
Well, for me, it's all about nostalgia, Pizza Express. So I think if you didn't grow up going to Pizza Express like once a week, then you wouldn't have Pizza Express now because there's your yard sales, there's your Francomancas.
There wasn't a Pizza Express in Kettering.
No.
There wasn't one.
No, there was a Frank's Pizza, which is still there, which is, again, I'd go to. Ahead of Pizza Express any day. Delicious. Thanks, pizza.
Mm. Well, you know my order, Pizza Express, American hot with extra cheese.
Yeah.
Remember why that's my order? Because it's my dad's order.
That's really sweet.
Yes. I'm glad I forgot it because I can enjoy it all over again when he says it to me.
That's so sweet. Yeah. You wanted to get it because your dad
very
had
sweet,
it.
Yeah.
So, just the pizza is your main course. That Padano, would you say? Padano pizza.
Padano with a hole in the middle with a salad.
Ideally with a hole in the middle with a salad,
And your first salad.
It'll be a big, it'll be so exciting. Yeah, so
what do you like the idea of in the salad if it's not going to make you feel ill?
I like it when they shake them, you know, when you see it and it's like all shooken up with the sauce, like the
dressing.
Dressing. Yeah. So some of that, and everyone always says, oh, it's so crisp.
Is this you imagining what a salad would be like? This is amazing. And everyone says it's so crisp.
The elite.
Yeah. And then I think they'd have like people would have like olives in it. And I'd be like, ooh.
Rocket? Do you want rocket in it?
I don't know. I guess so. That's what people do.
This
I've
is like an
had,
alien.
Never had a salad.
Wow.
So I'd have, I guess some rocket in it. Because every time I go to a restaurant, it has like, they put salad-y bits on and then everyone has to like take it off and they all get a bit worried. But like, I'm not really that allergic. It's just like my skin's allergic.
Mm.
And so it'd be, it'd be wonderful. That'd be my first ever... And maybe it could be in a cat cafe because I am allergic to cats as well. But then I could be around all the cats and eat a salad.
Okay. Yeah. We'll sort that out for you. Cats playing table tennis in the background.
More than anyone I've ever met, you've thrown your information in as if we should know it already.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
So quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
And also it's in a cat cafe at the end of a really long sentence.
But it is
about
a Pizza
salad.
Express. Maybe it's a collaboration between Pizza Express and a cat cafe.
Yeah. What would that be called?
Pizza Cat.
Pizza Cat.
You put me on the spot. I'll
set you up. Pizza Cat. Write that down, Benito. Thank you, Pizza Cat.
Why are you writing it down?
No wonder you can't name your fucking show. Jesus. Call your show that.
Pizza Cat.
Call your show Pizza Cat.
Yeah, it's got pizza in it and cat in it as well, actually.
There you go. Call it Pizza Cat.
Pizza Cat.
And then people will listen to this episode. They'll know that you literally named it here, now.
I really have to name it soon. So
call it Pizza
Time's
Cat.
Time's running out.
Just do it.
Pizza Cat.
People will love it.
Would that, you like that? That you think that'd be, that would make you think, oh, I watch
Pizza
this.
Cat or I'm the story?
I'm the story.
Yeah. Pizza Cat, colon, I'm the story.
I'm the story, Pizza Cat.
I'm the story feels like a novel in an airport or like an autobiography where somebody's like looking out to sea and they're like, I'm the story. I don't know. It feels a bit dramatic, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I know you've said cat cafe now, but I was going to ask you what branch of Pizza Express you would like to be eaten in because you've been to a lot of them.
I've been to a lot, but it all has to go back to Canterbury Pizza Express.
Yeah.
Or the jazz one in Soho. But no, we go back to Canterbury. It's
not
by
working.
The river. It's lovely. No, not the Woking. Can't support that
one.
The
Prince Andrew one.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that when you as a
absolutely
devotee to
horrified,
Pizza Express?
Horrified about it, worried, like concerned with Pizza Express's future. Like they're saying they're in debt by like £1 million a restaurant. Like it's a lot to think about. And my local one, it's like always empty. But I think they're putting out a lot. They're sending it out with the delivery people. So they're not coming in necessarily. And on weekends, it's chaos. It's the kids, I think. And so, very worried about their future. But I think they've got a good product. You look a bit like you work in a Pizza Express.
Yeah, that's my aim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like that compliment, Ed?
Well, no, they have. It's black and white, isn't it? It's thick. Black
stripes. The other way around.
Yeah, but I see what you mean. Yeah. I love it. Those guys are skilled.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen a woman do it.
Have you not?
Have you ever seen a woman do it? The chefs, you probably don't know.
I've been in three times. I wasn't clocking people's gender or anything else.
The pizza makers in the thing. It's like that was part of the excitement as well.
I've got to say, I've never focused on that.
Never seen a lady there.
Yeah.
What three did you go to, James?
Well, I couldn't tell you the exact location. One was near Leicester Square, but it wasn't the Jazz one, but it was like me, Romesh and Nish, and Romesh's pizza didn't arrive, so me and Nish got free pizza. Mm. Romesh still gets angry about that today if you mention it to him. But that was a lady who told us we had free pizza. I remember that.
Yeah, the waiters can be women, but I've never seen a woman make the pizza.
Okay. But you're not saying they're not allowed. They're not allowed to make the pizza. I don't think that's a thing.
Not that I know of. No.
Yeah. Kings Road Pizza Express. You've been to that one?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Legendary.
That one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Legendary.
It's actually nice to do gigs at the one in Holborn. They've got. That's why I wanted to do my show. But then I think I was just being swayed by the pizza. So
it's a good room, though.
It's a really nice room. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I wanted to do it there, but then they were like, it's really not. And I think I just thought it would be. I was just thinking about the pizza.
Yeah.
And you've got to think about the show.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I mean, that, for the listener, actually, this is something that we talked about before recording.
Yeah.
It's Harriet nearly recorded her special in a Pizza Express. I was going to call it Live at Pizza Express. We said you should still call it that. And Harriet got very in a tiz about how, but it's not in Pizza Express, so I can't call it that. And I'd have to explain it. That's what happened, isn't it?
So I'm just going to call it Pizza Cat. And don't worry. Yeah.
Pizza Cat is great.
Yeah.
Your dream side dish, then? Is this also from Pizza Express?
No, I think because I do love adobos, and then I was like, I could go the whole thing, and then I thought, no, like, I've grown. Like, I do eat at other places now, and I've got to branch out. So I do like a breakfast, like a brunchy kind of thing, and I always want, like, a pancake on the side. I just want, I don't want it as the main thing. I just want one pancake on the side. But then I don't think pancake goes very well with pizza, and so I'm going to say waffle. But it's because of this place that's really good that has waffles. I'm not really a waffly person, but this place is really good. It's called Utter Waffle, and it's in Herne Hill. And I often go there with my baby and dog, and it is chaos, and they're really nice about it. And they have this one waffle that's like waffle, and then it has like caramelized peach, so I can eat it because it's like kind of cooked. And then cinnamon frosting, and then cream cheese, and then you can have pistachio, but then I don't, and then veggie bacon, and it's really good.
Sounds good.
Well, obviously I respect this.
Yeah,
you respect
a side dish that's essentially a dessert.
Got some respect. It's called James George and the Giant Peach.
What?
That's the name of the waffle.
James and the Giant Peach.
James Jules and the Giant. I don't know who Jules is.
James Jules and
the Giant Peach.
So they're two different people. James Jules and the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining that you're eating this waffle and your dog's in the corner reading a novel or something.
No, he's causing absolute chaos.
Your dog's the one who made it.
Yeah. Do you want your dog to be there when you eat the side dish?
Yeah.
Even though this meal's in a cat cafe?
Oh.
Yeah, Bethlehem.
Actually, that wouldn't go very well.
No.
Oh, I wish he could be there. But then it's a dream place, so I guess he gets on with the cats.
Yeah,
Canterbury, they all live Canterbury together. Pizza Express, there's cats around, and your dog's there, and your baby's there.
Yeah.
Take me through this waffle again.
Yeah, okay.
The details.
It sounds good. Is it a Belgian waffle?
Okay, what is Belgian waffle?
Well, I mean, it's a good question.
It's like a sweet waffle.
Yeah.
It's a sweet, not a savoury waffle.
So it's like, I think it's only sweet because of the...
The things on it.
Okay.
And they have like, Mabel, my baby, likes the one that has like cheese and then like an egg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's generally all savoury. So it's like, you know, like people like chicken on it. They can have chicken on it. That's a big thing there. Mm-hmm. Everyone always wants the chicken one. Not me.
How old's Mabel?
She's 1.5.
Very funny that she wants the one with the cheese and egg on it for some reason. I like that one.
Has a preference.
It has like a proper boiled egg, and then she loves it. Yeah.
Right.
Respect to Mabel.
This is like a bird's eye potato waffle.
It's not potato waffle.
It's not potato. No, it's like
batter.
It's batter. Yeah, and I because pancakes are kind of like my favorite food, but like it just doesn't work here. And I like a galette, which is like very savory. Yeah. I really like a galette, but this is it just is beautiful. I don't know why, and everyone wants to go there. It's very good. They have a van as well. So it can travel.
I think this is, we've not really had a side dish like this before.
Waffles haven't featured much.
No.
We haven't had a side dish that's like this sweet, which I'm loving it. Mm. I'm loving that it's we've got to dessert early.
It's a bridging course, isn't it, really? Because it is sweet, but you've got veggie bacon on there as well.
Yes, and it's really good veggie bacon.
Yeah.
Quite often I've accidentally ordered the bacon and they've handled it very well. Because it's so confusing because it does seem like bacon. I think anyone that ate bacon would not say that, but for me it seems like... I'm like, is it bacon? Is it not bacon?
Sounds good. It's sort of a bit of a shame we can't absolutely rip the piss out of Harriet for this course.
Wow, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And look, I'll be honest with you, Harriet. When you were describing it, my brain immediately went into piss take mode.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get her. Yeah. She's chose a dessert, waffle, going on a side dish with her pizza. Mm-hmm. Let's get her.
Yep.
And and then I was like, no, but you like this.
Yeah, you
really
would do
like
that.
Be honest with yourself. Really nice
you know that you like this. You know that you think it's great. You can't.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, to me. I was like, you know that this is exactly the kind of thing you would love to eat, especially if it's a good version of this. So, like, you can't get her.
I personally wouldn't have it, but I respect you for picking it. I'm not a huge fan of. I put waffles in the same family as Yorkshire puddings. As pancakes.
You don't like those?
No. I don't like any batter-based thing, really.
It's my least favourite batter-based thing. Yeah. But at this place, it's
really good. Here we go. Rank the batter-based things.
I think you need to sort out the pancakes from each other. So I think you've got to say crepes and American pancakes.
Are two separate things.
Two separate things.
Waffles. Yorkshire puddings.
Those are the classics, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, if you've ever seen Deep Fried Masters.
Churros.
Churros, of course. Yeah, there's loads of things on Deep Fried Masters.
Yeah, but those feel like the things that are just batter. These are the things batter. I'm not a massive fan of.
Yeah.
Donut, is that batter?
Yeah, I guess. No, I guess it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's just for dough when you bake it.
I really like galettes. I really like a savoury galette.
I'd be on board with that. More savoury.
A galette. Buckwheat.
It's like it's a buckwheat pancake.
What?
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind.
You know donuts are batter.
I didn't know that.
Do you know what batter is?
Well, I thought I did.
Wow. Who's the real idiot of this podcast? The tables have turned throughout this show, it turns out. The bully is the bullied.
And it's you again.
Yeah, because the way you said that, the tables have turned on this show, it turns out. But yeah, you're right. The tables have turned on me. Because,
no, don't turn it back. Keep it. It's too quick.
I'm trying to figure it out. So, okay, so those are batter, are they? Galettes are batter. They're not like pastry. They're not like a pie.
No.
An open-faced pie.
Of course.
What are you
not.
Thinking of?
They make them on those like circle things.
What? Oh, like that? That stuff? Okay, I'm thinking of a... I think we're both right.
No, you're not right.
I think we're both right.
You are wrong. You don't know what it is. You're confused.
I know what you're talking about, and I've had that in Ponsonby in New Zealand, and they're delicious. But also, I look at Benito's face, I'm right. French galette.
French galette. Oh, you're thinking of New Zealand galette.
So there is one that's an open-faced like pie thing that's like but with pastry. You can get them sweet and savoury.
There is like a buckwheat crepe is a galette, right?
That's what me and Ed are talking about.
I get those. I love those. I've got a photo of one of those on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, from Ponsonby. Yeah, I love
it. So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about pastry.
The celebratory pastry cake thing.
Because that's the galette that I get most weeks from the place on the corner from my house.
That is something different.
One of those?
Yeah.
That's a galette.
That's a pie.
Pear galette with flaky crust. It says it right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and we're both right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, James is right too.
So they're both galettes.
Okay. Yeah. But Harriet's talking about the...
I get it. Yeah. Which is good. Actually, it's good to know that.
Yeah.
Because I love those. Yeah. And I wouldn't have thought of it as a galette.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And in Ponsonby, I always make sure... I can't remember what it's called, but it doesn't have bechamel sauce. And I always get the bechamel sauce on it. I'll add that. And that's my favourite thing to get at Ponsonby Central. Yeah. But you haven't ranked your batter-based...
So I think galette and American pancake kind of joint at the top. And then maybe the... waffles, but only from this waffle place, otherwise at the bottom. Yorkshire pudding I do really like. Churros and then a regular crepe, like they're kind of lower down. Maybe. Great. What about you?
I'm not an American pancake guy.
Really?
Yeah, I just think, I think really they're boring fluffy. And then you stack them on top of each other and it's just like layer after layer of like, sometimes they just like
suck all
the...
But that's what you just want, one. You just want one on the side. Like a blueberry one or like one, and they have that cream. It's,
you just have to add so much syrup to them to make them interesting. Yeah. That just...
That's why we're talking about quality, right? Because like a good one of them is incredible.
Mm.
Like when they've actually made the batter really delicious so that every bite is amazing. But when they've been lazy with, I don't know, man, that Ezra and Gill place that I shouted out before on the pod in Manchester, I could eat just one of their pancakes on its own.
Best pancakes I've had were in Japan. Japanese souffle pancakes.
Japan cakes. Come on, let's give that a moment.
and they're like wobbly and they're a bit softer inside?
No.
Oh. No, yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
No, it's for you, but it's not for me.
Yeah. It's for you.
Yeah. It's not for me. Like in America, it's different. It's just different.
Yeah.
It's better. Here it's bad.
Blueberry pancakes, great though.
Who?
Yeah. Blueberry pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Who?
Blueberry.
Instant reaction was who?
Dream drink.
Okay, so we're not on a train, and that changes things.
What?
If we were on a train, then it would be different.
Did I miss something? Did I miss a bit of the pod?
Well, unless we're suddenly on a train. We can be on a train.
We can put all of that on a train.
Put it all on a train.
Still call it the Pizza Express.
It's not called Pizza Express, remember?
Yeah, so it's called Pizza Cat.
It could be Cat Express.
So it's a cat cafe in a Pizza Express on a train.
It's called Cat Express.
Pizza Cat Express.
Oh, get out. Okay, great.
Well, because if you're on a train, then you want it out of a cat. You want a little drink out of a tin. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's exciting. You're like,
oh, so this is what you're teeing up, is it? You want to drink out of a can?
Yeah, then I want to drink out of a can. But if I'm in a restaurant, then I don't want that because that would be weird. They'll just bring you a drink out of a can.
Yeah, there is something specifically exciting about, especially after a gig.
That's it. You run, you get time, you get to go into M&S, get a little can, and then you get on the train.
Specifically from Brighton, this feels like from Brighton.
Yeah, 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 very Brighton-based.
Getting very niche for the listeners. But last train back from Brighton to Victoria, go to the M&S, which is still open.
Yeah.
Buy a few tinnies of whatever. What's in the tinny? That's what I want to know.
Well, it would have been like gin and tonic probably. But then now I've really got into wine in a can.
Mm.
Have you had it?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's new. It is quite new.
Do you think it's bleaker than the G&T in a can? It feels bleaker.
No, because at any other time, it's bleak. Yeah. At that moment, though, when you've run from a gig and you really want to have a drink on the train, you've managed to get there and you've got it and it's cold and then you're on a train.
Yeah.
Because those bottles, it's just not the same. Like, you put it in the plastic, whatever. But in the can, it's still cold and it's just such an exciting feeling. And so that's the only time that that it's good, yeah.
Have you ever had, which is the bleakest option, I think, where it's a plastic glass of wine in a plastic wine glass with, like, a yogurt lid on top of it?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's real bad.
Where you have to peel.
Yeah, like it's Pringles.
You peel
or something.
The lid off.
Yeah.
Like, obviously lick the lid and then drink the wine.
They kidding with that.
Yeah.
That's bad stuff.
Is there a particular brand, the M&S wine?
Well, there's
what
one
sort
I quite
wine?
Like. It's called, it's called Hun, which I don't. But they've got a nice Sauvignon.
So you want a can of Hun Sauvignon Blanc?
Fucking hell. Yep.
Oh, I love it, Harriet.
But if so
you just done a gig in Brighton?
Yeah, and then I get a little tin of Hun. You know, and you just run and then you get on the tube.
Do you get one tin of
Hun?
Is it one tin of Hun?
I probably couldn't do two. Yeah, not on a train. Like, I'd go a bit loopy.
Oh, no. I can't imagine that.
The tables have turned on this train, it would seem, for everybody. You're taking your Invisalign out for this 100?
Well, now after the ulcer, yeah.
Gotta take
it out, yeah.
When you, because I do love grabbing a little drink and sitting on the train after a gig. Do you prefer to be with other comedians there, or is it solo ideally?
Yeah, it's nice if you've got a little gang and then everyone's got a little drink. And this is the problem when you're driving back from somewhere; it's not as exciting, you know. Like
when you have your tin of Hun.
Yeah, because you're driving, so it's frowned upon.
Yeah,
it's frowned upon.
Yeah,
I had a good trip. I've had it like that for ages, but like recently, on the way back from Macfest in Wales, ended up on a train with a bunch of comics on the way back, and they had train beers. It's been a while. I liked it. It was really fun. Really fun. Really fun group. Nish, Rosie Jones, Max and Ivan, Josh Pugh.
Wow, having said that, that does sound nice.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to be alone.
Yeah.
If would you see them in the carriage and then you'd go into the next carriage?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd say nice to see you all. And I'd take my tin of Hun and I'd go to the next carriage.
What would you do there?
I'd charge my phone.
You can do that with other people. It's not
nah.
To be alone.
Listen to a podcast, relax, be with my own thoughts, enjoy my Hun.
So Hun Sauv Blanc.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Tin. It's new. If I'm in a restaurant, you know, I want like a little cocktail or like a little like a rosé, like a dry rosé or something. But like on a train, little can of Hun.
Look, perfect. That's what's going on the menu. Even if you suddenly went, oh, I want this amazing cocktail, we're not listening. You're getting a can of Hun.
just to finish it before you go into the dessert, you're on a train table. What other free comedians do you want there?
Nice.
So, I've been on tour recently, and had people opening for me. They were very fun. So, I had Heidi Regan. So, we had a really lovely time together. Kate Lucas, we had a lovely time. And then I had Bella Hull, Lily Phillips.
Oh, you got to have three.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I had some others as well. I forgot. Maybe I'll throw Sunil in there.
So, hold on. Who's there? Who have you got? Three people.
I hate it when you do this, that you're doing this on purpose, because I'm not good at choosing.
He's asking that question on purpose.
I know, yeah. He's doing it on purpose.
I don't think it would
you
cause
three.
This much.
It's you three. And you're all drinking hard. And you all have to enjoy it.
Yeah. Three of us?
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to enjoy
it. I'd happily neck a hunt on a hot day.
Yeah.
Joke's on you. We're loving it.
Yeah, we're loving it.
You're sitting backwards.
I got my headphones on.
I love sitting backwards.
And there's no charging. Nothing's charging.
Yeah.
Nothing's charging.
Safer and there's if a cow the train on the crashes, train. To sit backwards.
There's a cow on the train.
Yeah.
Putting your football up and down the carriage.
Yeah. Still enjoying it?
Yeah.
Still having a nice time?
Yeah, I'm actually. Yeah, as long as I have enough.
Are you?
Cans of ham.
This cow really stinks.
Right, dream dessert.
Okay. Sorry, I just was thinking.
What happened then?
Yeah, what happened, Harriet? Thinking,
there was someone else who opened for me on tour and then I couldn't remember who it was. And then I panicked.
Who was it? You
remember? I don't know. I can't remember. I'm trying to be quiet for a moment, but you keep asking me questions.
Yeah. you're doing a podcast, Harriet.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of broadcasting.
Yeah, here we are.
I'm trying to think.
Sorry, you
I feel
can't
bad.
Sit and just remember
Sam
all your
Lake
tour
when I was in the north. Okay. There's someone else as well. Okay. So this, I'd like, you know, you have those with a dessert thing. You can have like a little selection of desserts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to have a little like selection.
Okay.
So chocolate Guinness cake.
Nice.
Very nice.
You both had it?
Yeah.
I made it on Celebrity Bake Off.
You made it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Very easy recipe as well.
It's actually easy to make.
Super easy. Yeah, I used it. Sort of based it on the Nigella recipe for it.
Mm.
So if you look up Nigella's recipe for chocolate Guinness cake.
And then Evelyn Mock made me a vegan one.
Oh,
nice.
It
was amazing. Like, it's so good. So there's this cafe in Streatham that we used to go to like twice a week and be like, have you got the chocolate Guinness cake? And then it was so popular, I would never have it. But then I couldn't make it myself because then I'd have a whole it would just be too much. Like,
it's just
it would,
so dark and rich,
it's
isn't it?
So like, good. And that frosting, it's like the cream cheese one.
I made my own. I made up my own frosting, which probably wasn't as good. No. I used Bailey's in the frosting.
Good. I'm sorry. It's not as good. Though. Yeah, but it's not as good.
It was the best cake on the day.
Yeah.
And even poor Hollywood would be forced to admit it, even though I didn't get Star Baker.
Who got Star Baker?
Example.
I always forget. It's example got it. It's a place called Cafe Cecilia. It's really good.
They do really good place. Where
they
is
do it? Hackney.
I'm always on the hunt for places because it's not everywhere.
Well, they don't do. So what they do is they do a Guinness bread that you can have like when you get there, and then for dessert you can get Guinness bread ice cream, where they make
great,
and that is so good.
I can't imagine.
Why haven't you taken me?
But there? I don't like the drink Guinness.
I'll take you there, man.
Thanks, man.
Is it like the drink Guinness?
No, it's like.
Well, you just said you want
in the
chocolate
same way.
Yeah, but I don't like.
In the
drink,
same way that chocolate Guinness cake is like Guinness, that's how much the bread is like.
Yeah, Guinness. It's just the flavors
then,
it. And, yeah.
And then the ice cream is like, it's got that bread in it as well.
But does it have like the frosting? Because the frosting is the bit that's.
No,
like
they don't frost the ice cream, or the bread. This is not so the same thing.
So you've got this. You've got this chocolate Guinness cake, Harriet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then. A scoop of Cherry Garcia Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Yeah. They don't do it anywhere. They only do it now at the cinemas. It's bullshit.
Discontinued.
What?
Something else. Discontinued pretty much.
This story is it. Yeah, this is the story of my life.
Yeah.
Also, ice cream Chew-Its. They're my favourite Chew-Its. They don't do them anymore. You can hardly get them anywhere.
So do you want those on the platter?
Maybe one of those and a Quality Street.
They can come with a bill.
Yeah, they can come with a bill. James already angry about that.
Yeah, you're not.
Don't fuck around with a platter.
No, it goes
I'll
to my
put
platter.
Some ice cream
you know,
Chew-Its
like...
on the plate for your bill. I'm not.
Which Quality Street?
Strawberry.
Oh, right. Strawberry cream. Wow.
The only answer is purple.
No.
The only answer is purple.
I'd have a strawberry over purple.
You're welcome to them. We could share a tin any day.
Yeah. What do you like?
I like the fudge ones, the toffee ones.
We'd work well together with a Quality Street tin.
Yeah.
The toffee. You guys are crazy. No wonder you guys need Invisalign if you're eating the toffee one.
I'm not having the toffee one.
No, she's having the fruit cream
one. I'm having maybe the orange one.
I'm having the fudge and the toffee one. You're having the big purple one.
I'm saying we work together. Don't turn on us right now. We're in harmony.
That toffee penny is fucking insane.
Benito's eating all the coconut ones.
He's not happy about that, mate.
Bad luck, Benito.
No, that is what you're eating, mate.
Yeah.
So bad luck. Yeah. You will, after this podcast, you'll eat
the great coconito.
The great coconito. Green triangle for Benito.
Actually, I like them. I'll have those as well.
Yeah. I told you you'd like them.
Yeah, so that's my like little amuse. Is it called amuse bouche or like a little
opposite? you got Guinness cake,
petit four.
It's meant to petit four, but it's not petit. I want it to be big.
Yeah.
So big massive slice four of chocolate Guinness
Grande
cake, a scoop of cherry Garcia ice cream, strawberry quality street, and an ice cream.
Hold on a second.
A petit four.
So actually, the dessert isn't really a selection of desserts because you can have
it's a petit four,
a big bit of Guinness cake. Mm-hmm. With
a massive scoop of
cherry Garcia in the same bowl, and then I'll just bring those sweets along with your bill.
I want it all on the same plate though, so it doesn't work.
Why would you want the chewits on the same plate as your?
Because it's a petit four. I don't know. It's fun together. Don't you think that's fun? I'm in charge.
Yeah, it's Harriet's dream meal, man.
I'm trying to understand why.
Maybe there's not a reason.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, it's just nice.
Do you want them unwrapped for you or wrapped?
Wrapped.
Like chewits. You want to unwrap them. That's the thing
I just want one.
Stops me getting chewits a lot of the time. Well, I mean, I haven't had chewits for
the
ages.
The palaver.
But I can't be bothered to unwrap those every time. Yeah.
Have you had an ice cream chewit though?
No.
They're so good and discontinued again.
Yeah.
Discontinued. This isn't the story of my life.
Yeah. But this is a good way of using the dream restaurant because you can bring things back.
I can relive it. Yeah. Yeah.
Resurrect them.
Sometimes people find them and they give them to me and it's really good. I think a lot of them are out of date by now, but you know, they're just quite hard.
Go read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it. Water, you would like sparkling tap water.
Yes.
Pop it on some bread, roast beef focaccia with oil and balsamic.
Yes, separate.
Separate, and you can do it yourself. Yeah. Starter, 6 pan-fried scallops with lemon, salt and chilli. Yeah. Main course, Padana pizza, Ligaria style.
Yep. That means with the whole.
With the salad in that you can eat for the first time. And this is in Pizza Cat. Side dish, James Jules and the Giant Peach Waffle from Utter Waffle. Drink, hun. Soft Blanc hun. On a train. With us.
Yes.
Dessert, chocolate Guinness cake with cherry Garcia Ben and Jerry's ice cream. With also ice cream chewits and strawberry quality treat.
Just one of each.
One of each of those.
The petit four, yeah.
As a little petit four either side.
It's actually turned out I'd say, a remarkably insane episode that when you read the menu back, you wouldn't know.
Really?
Like, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I really thought about it because I knew there'd be complaints and I really wanted to be very thoughtful about it.
Yeah, I think it's good. Like, that dessert sounds great.
Thank you.
Chocolate Guinness cake and cherry Garcia.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Quality Street.
I don't care about those.
I deliberately omitted those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the actual ice cream with the cake is, that's great.
I mean, it's almost like you may as well have picked chocolate fudge cake and ice cream from Pizza Express.
No, it's not as good. Absolutely not.
This is a upgrade.
Well, I could look.
It's a version of that.
Dough is that balls, what you're having at Pizza Express when you do go to Pizza Express? Do you have that dessert?
I'm too full usually by the dough balls and the thing. But then they did have a nice carrot, like a vegan carrot cake for a while, and that was pretty good. But again, discontinued. And their pasta. I quite like their pasta. Stop that.
Yeah.
That was smooth. No big chunks.
We've learned a lot today, Harriet, about you, about the animal kingdom. Thank you.
Maybe call your special smooth no chunks.
Yeah, smooth no chunks.
It sounds like vomit, doesn't it?
Thank you for coming to the Dream Restaurant,
Harriet.
Thank
you, Harriet.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there we are, the off-menu menu of Harriet Kemsley.
You know,
as expected, in that I did not know what was going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, as you said, the menu itself, actually not that bad, despite Harriet's fears.
Yes, if you just looked at the menu written down on a sheet of paper, you would not know that the conversation was...
No.
I was going to say bananas, but that's completely the wrong phrase to use.
It's absolutely not bananas. No. I mean, but people might point at the side dish and go, that's a dessert as a side dish.
Maybe I like that. That just felt like a little twist, you know?
I liked it. A bit of fun. But yeah, I mean, we learnt a lot there. Or did we?
I think we learnt that we don't know anything.
Yeah.
What we definitely learnt is Harriet didn't pick caterpillars.
She did not pick, and touch and go.
Yeah.
There. I mean, I guess, vegetarian, but do caterpillars have brains?
They must do.
They must do. There's the one in the giant peach. It's very, coming back to the menu in a way.
Yeah.
the caterpillar that lives in the giant peach seems pretty on it.
Yeah, a lot of peach chat.
Yeah.
So we could have, you know, she could have accidentally eaten a caterpillar on her menu.
Oh, hold on a second, Ed.
Oh.
She picked James and the giant peach.
Yeah.
Inside the giant peach is a caterpillar.
Yeah. So we should have kicked her out.
Should have kicked her out.
Mm. That's a shame.
The caterpillar's not called Jules Benito.
No.
Jules just asked me. Benito just asked me who the caterpillar and the giant peach is called Jules.
If, now, the big if.
Yeah.
If Harriet had picked Colin the caterpillar.
Kicked her out.
Would we have had to kick her out?
Well, it's not a dried caterpillar. No, we couldn't have, right?
Yeah.
And I guess the caterpillar and the giant peach isn't a dried caterpillar. It's a living caterpillar.
If anything, it's a juicier caterpillar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got all peach juice in it.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very juicy. In fact, the more I'm talking about it now, the more I'm doubting there is a caterpillar in the giant.
Didn't you read the audiobook?
I did read the audiobook, and that's why I'm trying to think. I think there's definitely a grasshopper, a ladybird,
yeah.
A silkworm.
There's a worm.
There's a worm.
I'm not sure there's a caterpillar.
I don't think there is a caterpillar. I think she's
because one of the desserts we had on Great British Menu last year was James and the Giant Peach themed, and the chef had made a jelly worm.
Oh.
Made his own jelly worm coming out the side of it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
There's a...
And it had a balloon, a helium balloon attached to it with an edible string. And you pop the balloon and it had peach scent in it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say peach juice.
Yeah, everyone got covered.
Yeah.
Do go and watch Harriet's special. We don't know if it's out now or when it's going to be out. It might have come out during the course of you listening to this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? It might be out there. But seek it out and seek out everything that Harriet does. It'll always be funny. It'll always be good value.
And also my book, Glutton, The Multi-Course Life of a Very Greedy Boy, is available now.
Yes.
I'm very happy with it.
I'm very happy with it. I think it's great.
Thank you. Recording this quite a long time ago, guys, and James hasn't read it. But...
Huh? No, it's my favourite book.
Thank you.
I think it's brilliant.
James does the audiobook.
A real page turner. I do the audiobook as Ed.
Thank you very much. We'll see you again.
No,
bye.
Thank you very much. I'll see you again.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.